You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Scatulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. All right. Hello, listeners of CITR 101.9 FM. This is Randy, and you're listening to Training Time. Super exciting episode today. We have in studio Max. How you doing today, Max?
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I did eat some really strong udon noodles today from Nori. So I am experiencing very strong flavors right now, and I think I need to buy some mint gum after this. But other than that, I'm doing pretty exceptional because I finished all of my homework. So I'm going to relax for the rest of the afternoon.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, I got a little bit more to get through today, but a lot of meetings first. So it'll be hopefully done pretty soon.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I always find that's the most difficult thing because you're like, oh, could I miss this meeting? Should I miss this meeting? Like, is my homework more important? But we all know that sometimes the meeting is more fun. So how are you going to mix that up? I mean, obviously, you should do what's more fun to you, right?
Yeah, well, this year I'm doing a lot of volunteering. So it's stuff that I really love doing. Sometimes the schoolwork's taking a little bit of a back seat. But I think, you know, I'm in my fifth year at this point. So
same.
I think I'm just chilling.
Yeah. Are you graduating in the spring?
Yeah, finishing up my undergrad in April. So
nice. What are you studying?
I study chemical physics with a minor in creative writing.
All right. You got to tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I had a lot of fun with science in high school. It's always just been kind of up my alley. I had one high school teacher in particular who like really kind of set me on this path. And I really enjoy the material. It's just so cool to learn. But at the same time, I'm like a drama kid, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So creative writing is just something I've wanted to do. And actually, it's kind of what I want to do for my career, or one of the things I want to do for my career. So getting a minor in that was just kind of a no-brainer.
Awesome. That sounds like a really interesting combination. And I feel like that's also valuable because we all know, like, a lot of scientists and engineers can't write very well. So you could be, like, you know, the scientist that can communicate with the masses.
Yeah, well, that's the hope. Like some of the volunteering I'm trying to do is kind of with the departments here is trying to, you know, highlight some cool research in a way that's digestible for like someone who knows nothing about science. Because after having to read papers for like fourth year classes and like the problem sets they're in, it's like even after 5 years, it's gibberish half the time. So, yeah, it's going to be hopefully a good way to branch the two.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, that sounds very cool. And I respect you for following both, you know, what you enjoy, but then what you're passionate about. I think that is going to create a very interesting combination for your future. But I mean, the last year I was talking to my friend about this last year mindset of like, I'm graduating, especially as a fifth year. I feel like it's different to be here for 5 years. You're just in this mindset of like, let me get out of here. I need to be done with this. And that's not pairing well for my grades and my motivation for my classes. I don't know about you, but
yeah, I'm very ready to, you know, go out there, make some change, hopefully have some positive impact on the world. And the fact that I have like an essay due in 6 hours is slightly diminishing that motivation. So
yeah, it doesn't seem to hold par to your excitement for the future. Well, that's awesome. But let's get on to some songs. So the first song we have up is your pick, Max. Do you want to introduce this song?
Sure. The song is called I'll Go by Direct and Park Avenue. I first encountered this actually in a video game called Rocket League. It's essentially flying car soccer. It's a lot of fun. They get a lot of artists through Monster Cat and just kind of get a lot of songs kind of playing through this game. It's a lot of fun. And this song in particular, I really liked. So yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, this is I'll Go by Direct and Park Avenue. I hope you enjoy.
I lift my feet off the ground, let gravity, take me up, as beautiful as it's been, it's time for me to go. I wanna sail away, I wanna feel the weightlessness of my soul. I've gotta go all the way to eternity. I will run all
Instead, you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Are you interested in conversations about intersectionality?
Listen to Intersections presented by CITR 101.9 FM's Intersectionality Collective, a show where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, sexuality, and social justice, like anti-fat bias, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry. Tune into Intersections bi-weekly on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Each episode will feature either a panel discussion from the members of the Intersectionality Collective or an expert on that week's topic. So tune in and also check out our episode archive on CITR.ca/intersections. All right. Welcome back to Training Time. This is Randy. Also, we have Max in studio. Thank you for that song selection, Max. It's very interesting. I felt like we were talking about this whole lo-fi studying kind of vibe of music that's really good. What kind of music do you like to study to? Are you like a music studier?
I gotta say, my kind of studying music is quite chaotic. I have one Spotify playlist of like 600 songs. Whatever I like gets put on that playlist. So, you know, sometimes it's something lo-fi, sometimes it's country music, sometimes it's the Wii Shop theme trap remix. You never know.
Okay. And so you don't get distracted, because here's my thing. I want to be the person that can, like, you know, like the movie aesthetic of, like, I put on my headphones and I listen to, like, music I really like, and, like, you know, it's like the soundtrack to my head. But in reality, I would just zone out and I would, like, fully just immerse myself in that song and forget what I'm doing. And, like, I've had this, like, if I listen to music with, like, lyrics that I know and I'm typing an essay, I will just start typing the lyrics of the song that I'm listening to. So the latest one that I found that's really good is, it's all instrumental versions of Taylor Swift songs.
Oh, nice.
And so that's what I study to. So I respect people that can study to, like, music with lyrics.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't always work. But sometimes, no? Especially if I'm, like, really into a song, once it ends, I'm like, wow, I just spent 3 minutes not studying, and then I'll, like, it'll refocus me for a bit, and it's, like, on and off, so.
That's fair. Yeah, I feel like it's also, like, I wonder if there's, you know, a logic to creating a playlist that's, like, a mixture of, like, you know, instrumental songs, songs you don't know, and then songs you really like. So it's, like, it's creating your own study breaks, right? So if you're, like, listening to it, like, this is, okay, in theory, this is how it would work. In my head, I'm like, oh, this is a great idea. So you'd be listening to it and, like, say, like, your favorite song comes off. So you, like, you know, you stop working for, like, 3 minutes and you, like, jam out. But then you, like, kind of, like, zone back in because you're like, wait, I don't know this song. You know, it's good, but I don't know it. So then you, like, go back and focus on your work. I wonder if that would work.
Maybe. Someone would have to make that for me, because I'm a very lazy person when it comes to finding music. Yeah, it could, because I think having a bit of variety, especially stuff that you're not expecting, kind of breaks you out of the music stupor, and then you're, like, back in reality for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's – I don't know. I'm going to try that. I love making playlists, and I love – I know Spotify is bad. I can acknowledge that. But at this point, I am very attached to my Spotify premium account, because I have, like, 50 playlists that are, like, specifically curated for whatever mood I'm in. And I recently made a new one that's called High School Dance, and it's all of the songs that were, like, popular when I was in high school. And, yeah, I went through this whole, like, last Saturday, I just went through a Pitbull resurgence, and all I listened to was Pitbull. And I don't know. Did you ever listen to Pitbull?
I think I know some Pitbull songs. As we kind of talked about while the song was playing, is like, I am so bad with artists. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about artists or albums. It's like, ooh, I like this song, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I've definitely listened to Pitbull songs. There might even be a couple on my crazy playlist.
Yeah. Yeah, there was definitely, it's a very, I think, iconic moment of, like, the early 2010s was, like, the Pitbull era. And, like, I think it's funny because now people, like, yeah, like, my age and they're, like, mid-20s, like, early 20s are going to these Pitbull concerts and they dress up as Pitbull and they, like, it's, like, this whole, also, this is, like, a TikTok thing. But I find that so interesting. So me and my friend decided, like, if Pitbull ever tours again and we can get tickets, we're going. It's like this experience that we've decided we have to have is going to a Pitbull concert.
Nice. Are you going to dress up? Are you going to be one of the Pitbull?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
I 100%. I don't think I would go to a Pitbull concert without dressing up. what's your number one concert? I know you said you don't really know artists or bands, but there's got to be one concert you'd go to.
I'm not sure, because I've actually never been to a concert. So
this is me. This is my very surprised face.
But I don't know. I think my mom at one point went to a Coldplay concert when it was in Vancouver somewhere. And like on top of the music, they gave everyone these like wristbands that like lit up with the music, like as it played. And apparently that experience was like quite phenomenal. So like I might like that because that seems like kind of interesting. So,
yeah, I think that's the most interesting. I have been to a lot of concerts. That was like me and my dad's bonding thing, was going to concerts together. And I think to me that is what is so interesting about concerts, because to me it's not just like a performance of live music, because like often people will go to a concert and then they'll be like, oh, like it wasn't very tight, or like the sound wasn't good, and I was like, yeah, obviously they're like jumping around on stage, like you try doing that for a day. But like the experience, because it's such like, if the band is good at their jobs, it's an immersion, like you immerse yourself and you kind of create this like community amongst you and the crowd where you feel like a part of something bigger. Which is really amazing. Like I've been to concerts where it's just like I saw Shania Twain on like one of her like comeback tours, so like she didn't produce music for a long time, and I saw her with my really good friend, and that was like, it was amazing. Like it was like the experience of like seeing this person that was such, you know, an icon in my life for so long. It was an absolutely great experience.
Yeah. It's like I've seen clips of like Queen concerts with like Freddie Mercury and just what he does to the crowd.
Yeah.
It's just so insane. It seems like it would be so much fun.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, this is my advice. If you can go to a concert, go. Even if it's like a band where you're like, oh, I like that one song. If it's, and also like, I'm not saying you should drop a lot of money, because that's the other thing. Concerts are so unaffordable right now. So when people are like, oh, I can't go, I'm like, I get that. There's bands I want to see, but I'm not forking out $200 to go to a concert right now. That's not what the point of my student loans is.
Yeah.
But when you have the opportunity, I promise it will be an experience.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to play a couple more songs for the end of our show. So the next up, we have Talking to Myself by Carly Rae Jepsen. So this is off Carly Rae's new album, which I highly, highly recommend you go listen to. It's phenomenal. It's so good. Can't recommend it enough. So without further ado, this is Talking to Yourself.
Keeping you up at night. I'll never let you be, no. parking lot.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
All right, so that brings us to the end of our episode of Training Time. Once again, this is Randy, and I was joined by Max today. That song you heard just before the ad was Baptist Parking Lot by Mary Heather Hickman, a country singer from Nashville, Tennessee. And we all know that I like country music, so I had to leave off this episode with a great country song. I highly encourage you check out all of the artists that we highlighted today in today's episode. But most importantly, please listen to Carly Rae Jepsen's new album. And with that, I will leave you to the rest of your lovely Thursday afternoon.